And we're speaking with Bill Wiebold. And Bill, if you would, what is your title with the extension?
Yeah, I'm a state extension specialist for soybean.
Okay, and Bill, the reason I'm talking with you today, we're going to talk about the soybean test yields and the results from those. What is one of the things that maybe affected the yields this year?
Well, I guess we had positive and negative. On the positive side, we really had very good weather. It helped both soybean and corn yields. On the negative side, at least in some of our locations, we had some sudden death syndrome problems. And one was down in the southeast, actually, in a town called near a town called Chaffee. And then another one was up kind of east central in a town called Oneida. And actually, in those plots, SDS is pretty bad. And I think most farmers around the state would know if it didn't happen in their fields, they knew somebody in the neighborhood that had some SDS problems this year.
Well, and on the positive side, you mentioned the weather, and with the, you know, the strength of the of today's soybean, you know, as compared to one maybe 20 years ago, is it the timing of the weather that really has to do with the exceptional yields?
Yes. You know, for soybean, the weather in the month of August, I'm sorry, my voice is a little bit cracky. The weather in the month of August is the primary month in which soybean yields are affected. That's when all the last stages of podding is occurring, and then seed filling begins, and the plant's very sensitive to stress and will shed some pods if it's under drought stress or any other kind of stresses. So August is a really important time for soybean yield, and we had pretty good weather during that time. July is usually the month that we think of as affecting corn yields, and as most of your listeners know, we had tremendous corn yields as well this year.
Okay, and on the negative side, once again, with that sudden death syndrome, is that something that producers are able to combat at all with maybe their choice of seed?
That's really their only weapon, is, and it's not a really very good weapon, but it is a tool that they can use. Most of the companies will list a rating for SDS, and the problem with SDS, well, there's two problems. One is the infection occurs early in the season, but the symptoms don't happen until late in the season, so it's kind of an interesting kind of a fungus that has those effects, and then it doesn't happen every year. It's usually going to happen when there's wet conditions, maybe poorly drained conditions, compaction, something that stops or slows up the water drainage when the plants are young in their seedling stages, and then we get some kind of hot and drier weather in August, and those symptoms on the leaves come up. So most of the companies do have ratings. If somebody has had some problem in the past, including last year and maybe a couple years ago, then I clearly would suggest looking for high-yielding varieties, but have a good tolerance rating for SDS. Now, is that going to guarantee there won't be a problem? It probably won't, but it's the best that we have. But there's no fungicide, there's really nothing else that we can do to change the SDS, and what's really kind of sad is it happens in some of our better yielding fields and some of our better yielding years. It's just a strange fungus that affects soybeans in that way.
All right, and let's talk about the yields themselves and what exactly they were and kind of where that puts us.
Yeah, we USDA is looking at really very good yields throughout the state, and that would be in our variety testing program too. We test probably 300 soybean varieties, and so we have a pretty good observation of those fields, of those varieties. We plant them in 19 different locations, all the way from southeast to southwest to central to north. And quite frankly, we've had really very good yields throughout the area, including central Missouri.
Right, and I was noting in the release that, you know, through your locations, averaging more than 50 plus bushels, that's pretty darn good.
Well, it is, and you know, as you get, is anybody, the website is varietytesting.missouri.edu, and so anybody can get onto that site and see all of the locations. We break them out into regions, and then we have Group 3 and Group 4 test in Central and North Missouri, and then we have a Group 4 and a Group 5 test in Southwest and Southeast Missouri. So anybody can look for those results, and you're right. I mean, we just had, and when you look at those averages, that's average of maybe 100 varieties that would be planted in that location in that maturity group. And so obviously there's going to be some range from the high to low, but that's, I think, well, I'm just very happy with those yields. And that's probably some of the highest yields that I've seen. I've been doing this now for about 15 years, and we just had some really, really very nice yields.
Right, and comparatively speaking, the five-year average is, you know, under 38 bushels per acre. So when you're looking at 12 extra bushels an acre, that's a pretty significant increase over the norm.
Yep, it really is. Now, our variety testing yields will probably come in a little bit higher than, in some cases, quite a bit higher than the state average, partly because we have some really good varieties that are entered into our test. But yes, it's outstanding, and I think any, you know, farmers understand that, and in fact they've had problems in some cases storing all the corn and soybean that we've been able to produce. But Mother Nature was very kind to the state of Missouri this year.
Again, we're speaking with MU Extension Agronomy Specialist Bill Wiebold, specializing in soybean and the test sites, and kind of running that program for the University of Missouri Extension. First, Bill, I want to thank you for taking the time out to chat with us here today. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover?
No, it's my pleasure to talk to you. And again, varietytesting.missouri.edu. People can get on and look at those results and see how the various varieties stacked up. And it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
All right, very good. Bill, again, thank you so much, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, thanks.